We're back with 205C. This is Dr. Carly. My co-host is Janet Phelan. Our guest is Dr. Andrew Mulden discussing vaccine-induced occlusion of the microvessels of the body. We have Marianne in Arizona. Are you there, Marianne?
Hello.
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 Hello, Dr. Carly.
Hello.
I've listened to your show, you and Janet, for a long, long time. And this Dr. Mulden sounds like he could be the real thing, finally. And I think that's wonderful. I give you many kudos, many, many kudos for your bravery. But a few friends of mine across the country, we went immediately to your website, Dr. Mulden.
Yes.
And the only thing, I mean, I pray to God that you're real, but the only thing that disturbed me, Dr. Mulden, and several other people across the country from different groups, you have so many Illuminati symbols on your website with your logo there. I mean, it's incredible. And so I went immediately to the book Codex Magica by Tex Mars, and
yep.
I looked them up, and there certainly is a lot of very strong similarities. Can you explain that?
I'm not familiar with the Illuminati thing that if you're referring to the pyramid. In medicine, it's something called Virchow's triad or Virchow's pyramid. It's kind of like a pyramid by example, and the pyramid I've used for the CarePlease Autism Network comes from that because Virchow, a blood specialist back in the time around Pasteur, I believe it was around Pasteur and Antoine Deschamps, well, he recognized that problems with blockages in blood vessels had three key components to them. And we recognize this in internal medicine and basic medical physiology. One we call hypercoagulable states, an increased risk of actually creating clots in your body. That's one of the pyramid corners. Another one is damage to the endothelial lining, the smooth linings inside blood vessels as a second point in this Virchow's triad. And at the moment, the third one is actually escaping me. So we realized that, you know, our solutions here, what's actually going physiologically, is kind of like the Virchow's triad. So in reverence to remembering the work that he did, which remains a very cornerstone in contemporary medical physiology, and it's his corner to the actual pathophysiology of autism, we figured what better than to use, by example, a pyramid of that sort. Now, also as well, another person in the history of medicine, Royal Raymond Rice, in the 1930s, who through his own Rife machinery, now I'm not familiar with his work from that point of view, he was allegedly being able to cure cancer. So he's another sort of like person in the history of annals of medicine in the last 150 years who's worked very hard to try to bring truth to contemporary society and was blocked in many, many ways. Now, Rife created a universal microscope, and that universal microscope used prisms, kind of like triangulated prisms, to actually separate the white light into its electromagnetic spectrum to see the things he was seeing virally and otherwise in the blood. And so we thought that combining the two together for something like that would actually bring kind of a remembrance, if you will, to not only to people who've tried to come up against the system and failed. Poor Dr. Rife was decimated by Morris Fishbein, the president of the American Medical Association. And so too, Virchow was incredible during his time. In fact, his knowledge still stands today. And by reference to that knowledge, his triangle in terms of the hypercoagulable states that leads to blockages of blood vessels and coagulation in the blood, we thought it would be very appropriate to incorporate that into a symbol, if you will. So our web designer, this is not stuff I created, we said, here you go, graphics arts, have fun. We want something that involves the symbol for like the St. John Cross, like the St. John Ambulance. So we get a red cross in there, as well as throw in a triangle here. And so he came back with about 8 or 9 different things that he created, and we actually just sort of like took whatever looked best on
well,
the shoestring budget that we have.
That's a very good answer, and I commend you on that. But I'm very concerned also. You see, I know the magic world. I'm a past Wiccan high priestess and a Rosicrucian both. So therefore, I look at this, and the only reason I'm so concerned, Doctor, is because there are so many attackers out there, as you said you've experienced also, and we have to keep our eyes wide open. Why the Eye of Horus?
Yeah, that's because the Eye of Horus is the symbol we use for pharmaceutical drugs. So the RX that physicians use on the prescription pads they have, the RX comes from the Eye of Horus. So this is a problem with pharmacy. So we realized by design we have a problem here in physiology. We incorporated that into the design. We have a problem as well with pharmaceutical products, and the RX is the symbolic part for what pharmaceutical prescription drugs is. These are prescriptions. Vaccinations are prescriptions. So we couldn't write out the word pharmacy or pharmacopoeia or, for that matter, do anything that kind of like put us directly looking at a particular pharmaceutical company. So we use the generic symbol that is used for RX other than using the labels.
Very, very few people beside those in the medical profession would recognize that. Most of us who have been involved in the past in the types of skullduggery, if you want to call it that, recognize a lot of different things. The double-headed eagle, which is its forms facing opposite directions, and they represent the combining of synthesis of opposites. That's a direct quote from Codex Magica. But this double-headed eagle is a very treasured symbol of the Zionist Masons, representing the Babylonian god of money, forces, Mammon Ra.
Okay, wait, we're going to a break. We're going to a break. We'll let Dr. Molden respond after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back with 205C. This is Dr. Carly with my co-host, Janet Phelan, and we're talking to Dr. Andrew Molden. And Marianne from Arizona was asking him about the symbols on his website, amassnetwork.com. Involving different things that I think you said were in the book Codex Magica by Tex Mars that are symbols of the Illuminati. What was that last symbol you were asking about, the double eagle?
Yes, the double-headed eagle, which is, that is a most treasured symbol of the Zionist Masons and represents the Babylonian god of money, forces, known as Mammon Ra, and as well as the Hegelian dialectical process, and practiced by the Zionist elite.
Well, that's all interesting. I guess from my point of view is what we're bringing forth is not about any individual or any individual group. It's about the truth, and so we'll be judged by the truth. Symbols. I can appreciate people who have knowledge in the area to see things there that may not have meaning. But you know, if you want to get eclectic about it, perhaps we have some sort of symbology in our stuff because we realize these people are the problem and we're going after them. But you can't come out and say that. Or alternatively, it could be just coincidental. From our point of view, even to try to get away from this, because the information here is about the children and the truth we now have. But even from the double ego standard, that you have a white one and a dark one, just by analogy, you know, my background, family and close colleagues are from a monastery, an Orthodox monastery, and that's a symbol that they have for their Orthodox, Greek Orthodox religion. So, and the scales of justice are in there because we're trying to balance in them. But, you know, scales of justice are there across the board, but scales of justice in this case also represents a balance between the antibody and the cell-mediated immune response, which is critical to maintaining health and safety. My concern wholeheartedly is about the truth. About the children, the battles have been strong for many people before myself, and they don't promise to get any better. But
no,
all I can say is this: I've got the truth. It's incontrovertible, and society, good and bad, will judge it on its own for the merit of the truth, and not on anything that we've created to try to say whatever it is, whoever we are, or what we're trying to do.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
I do commend you.
Thank you very much, and I thank you for the questions.
Okay, and we have George from Florida. Are you there?